never lose your faith. Well, it's you and it's me and it's something to see. It's worth fighting for. Well, it's holding on time for one hell of a ride. It's worth dying for. Can we keep this together? Can we stay forever? It's worth fighting for. It's worth dying for. It's worth fighting for.
Welcome back to our next segment of this edition of the Mike Care Radio program, What's Up America, as always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. And my guest today is all the members of a great band. They are from Stratford, Connecticut. They are Forgotten by Friday, and they have a great, mixture of Americana, rock, southern rock, and, of course, a little bit of country sprinkled in for good measure. Again, Forgotten by Friday, a great band from Stratford, Connecticut. And everyone, is such a pleasure and honor that you could join me today. We truly are blessed and we truly do appreciate it. Okay, so I want to talk about these nice songs our audience has been listening to, and you can tell us a little bit about them. So first of all, we have the song Fever. Can you tell us about this song?
About women.
There you go.
Fever's about a woman who showed me very many things when I was but a young boy.
Made him a man.
She made me a man. I miss her.
Dom's version of Mrs. Robinson here.
Yeah, but, oh, sweet Lord. Thanks for bringing me back there, Mike. I really feel good now. I'm a lot happier. I miss that woman. If you're listening, I'm
Okay. And now we have It's Worth Fighting For. Okay, and let's see here. We have Just a Girl.
That's not about me, but it's about a girl. I wrote that song.
Soon to be a woman.
I wrote that song with Maria. It's about. It's really about. It's another tune about just becoming the person you want to be.
Oh. Okay.
If you want to become a woman, you should knock yourself out.
Okay. So those particular three songs were on certain albums or the same album? Or
they were all on the second album, Whiskey and Song, which is on iTunes, by the way, if anybody's interested.
Oh, yeah, that everyone should, yeah, check that out. And so we wanted to talk a little bit, about, or at least where you did perform before all this. So, I mean, was there certain venues or certain places in your area you performed, or?
I'll say it. My favorite of all time, we played in a place called Showcase Live, which is Gillette Stadium in Massachusetts, where the Patriots play. And I grew up a big Patriots fan, so for me, that was surreal. That was my favorite. Pulling up to the stadium and knowing you were going to get to play there, and there were so many women.
And that was as openers for Marshall Tucker.
Also, the Boston Music Conference was great, the Knitting Factory, and we played a lot of places up here that are...
Toast Place, Cafe 9,
yeah,
kind of like New Haven Staples.
New York City, the Knitting Factory, Local 269. We played a bunch of staple places in New York City and Boston as well.
National Underground.
Yeah, National Underground. A couple of them in Boston. Copperfields, a few others.
Oh, so you have a chance to travel, all to those different states, huh?
Yeah, me and my songwriting partner actually took these songs down south. We played the circuit in Nashville and did the Commodore, the Bluebird, Douglas Corner, Pix Cafe. We did the whole circuit in Nashville for 10 days, and I wouldn't change that for anything. That was the Bluebird, the magic place. Full women.
Oh, there you go. So, is there a lot of good, bars or good places, to play on Friday and Saturday nights there? Or?
In Nashville?
Or actually, I mean, in your local area, actually.
It's not bad. Cafe 9 and Toad's Place are institutions up here, and there's probably another half a dozen other places in Hartford that are about the same thing. So actually, when Connecticut's hitting, it's actually sandwiched in between Boston and New York. There are some venues.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, right now, is there any sort of shows or anything going on for you right now? Or
no, our state's still pretty much shut down. So, we're right now we're recording our third album. So, even if everything was open, we wouldn't be doing a lot of playing. We're still we're writing the next few songs, and we're already five songs in.
Oh, great. So you're five songs in, and then how many songs total do you think you'll write?
I'm hoping for 12. We have more than enough hanging around. It's just deciding. We haven't really decided on our next five or six songs.
Oh, So, you know, we know that you're busy with that, but have you in the past few months tried any of these Facebook Live or these, like, shows, virtual shows?
We did some Facebook Live stuff. We haven't done any virtual shows. That's probably next. If I can play with a robot, I will do that all day long. Hopefully it's R2-D2.
Yeah, there you go. That's great. You mentioned that you're going to be then going into the studio or already recording them, or?
We're already working with a producer from up here named Tracy Walton from On Deck Sound. We're about five songs in. We're doing mixes on those five, and then we're planning to go in for the next five. And then whatever comes after that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that sounds great. So right now that it looks like that there won't be any upcoming shows for, you know, the rest of the year. Are you planning for next year or?
Oh yeah, we're already our booking agent's out there working our butt off for the next year. We want to get past Christmas. I want to see if we can get this record out by Christmas. Nothing makes a better stocking stuffer than me in your stocking.
Oh, that sounds... Yeah, that sounds great. And I was going to say, Kat, so then you'll be singing on this album. So like we said, this is your first album, and you just joined the band recently, or?
Yeah, I've only been with the guys for a few months now, so... None like jumping into the deep end, but it's been great. These are a great group of guys. They've got some just amazing talent. Makes it really easy to jump in and add in my parts. And they've been really welcoming and, you know, taking my suggestions if I have any, and just let me really be part of the group.
This
next album will be a collaboration. I really feel like they're letting me be part of it.
Oh, so I mean, for you, Kat, have you performed these songs? I mean, have you had a chance to perform with the band at these places we're talking about? Or?
Not in those places, just because we have been in lockdown this year. We've had a couple of smaller performances that I've been able to be part of. In the soft opening up, we did a festival. Was my first performance with them, and then a private party here recently. So just the two performances, I'm really looking forward to big things to come.
Oh, great. And Sean, have you joined the band recently or been in for a while? Or?
I was a newbie until Kat got here. I joined the band. Dominic and Mike have been playing together since forever. Yeah, since the dinosaurs roamed the earth. And I joined the band about a year ago because they needed coffee. I take my background is very blues oriented, whereas Kat, for instance, brings Far Eastern influence into our music.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, Sean, are you on the second album, or you came in after the second album, or?
I came in after the second album. I'll make an appearance on the third, unless they just erase everything that I've already recorded and hire somebody else to get their copy. then if that doesn't happen, I'll be on the third album.
Okay, so Mike, you've been on all the albums then, huh?
I have, yep.
Right.
He's on every album I've ever played on.
Oh.
Remember, it was me, him, Mr. Slate, Fred Flintstone, and Barney Rubble. That was our first band.
Okay, everyone, you know, that sounds great. What we are going to do is we are going to take a quick break, and we will be back for our very last segment of this edition of our program today. My guests today are from a great band. They are from beautiful Stratford, Connecticut. They are called Forgotten by Friday, and we're so blessed and honored to have them here today on our show. You are listening to the Mike Carey Radio Program, What's Up America? As always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth, and please stay with us for our very last segment of this edition of our program today.